welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the Monday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today and being a part of this time. Hope you're having a great start to your week. Lord willing, Brother Bruce DeLange will be along in just a few moments. He has a wonderful testimony he wants to share with you. Also, some very important information about the Tract League that I think will help you know how to pray for and what you can do to labor with us here in the Tract League. And we're so thankful for what God is doing through the Fellowship Tract League here and around the world. What a blessing it is. And so he'll be along with that in just a few minutes. But first, a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
To whom it may concern, hi, my name is Denise. I have ordered tracts from your ministry, and they have been a very helpful and effective tool. What a blessing to hear that. I'll finish the letter. When witnessing to others within my community, and where we go, God bless this ministry, and where we go. And so I have enclosed some money to donate to help your ministry. It isn't much, but it's all I can give at this time. Sincerely, Denise. Well, Miss Denise, we appreciate that letter. But you're listening to letters that we receive from all over the world every day. And what a blessing many of the letters are. Marianne.
This letter from Louisiana. There is a 12-year-old boy here who I was able to lead to Jesus after reading one of your tracts to him. The Holy Spirit used that tract to trouble his soul about hell's reality. Praise God, he is now born again. God bless you, Chad.
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet, or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075, or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org, or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
We do appreciate your tuning in to the Fellowship Broadcast today, and Brother DeLange is coming along, and he's going to have another letter he's reading for you. I think it'll be encouragement and help to you as you begin your week this week, and thank you for including the Fellowship Broadcast as a part of your day.
Well, this letter comes to us from Michigan. I just wanted to just show you what God can do to someone who's down and out. He says, my name is Michael. And he says, after reading one of your tracts, I prayed this prayer. Dear God, I confess to you that I'm a sinner and that I deserve to die and go to hell forever to pay for my sins. I believe that Jesus died and shed his blood on the cross in my place. I now receive Jesus as my Savior, and I ask forgiveness. And thank you, Lord, for the Bible that tells me I have eternal life in Jesus. Amen. And the tract that I read over and over and over helped me, and I continue to read it even now. I do ask him for forgiveness and to look after me. I do need help as I've lost my job and probably lose my house, but I'm looking to the Lord for strength to make it through. And that's from Michael in Michigan. And I was just thinking to add to this, God's word tells us if we put our faith and trust in him, he will take care of our needs. And so Michael probably didn't get all of his stuff taken care of right away. But because he's a Christian now, he can look to the Lord for strength. And he's already asked for help. And in that brochure that brochure. In that letter, he tells about how he was rotten to the core and didn't take any credit in what he's done. So that's what we need to be when we get saved, is realize how rotten we are. I have a friend that uses that terminology all the time. We are rotten to the core. So in 1978, the Lord used Dr. Wash Pennington to lead the Fellowship Baptist Church to begin the Fellowship Track League. In the years since, Fellowship Baptist Church has been home of the Fellowship Track League, where faithful members give sacrificially, spend many hours in prayer asking God to supply the needs of our ministry, and He has done that now since 1978, and we continue to ask Him for strength and ability to keep on printing the Word of God. We've had some trying times here, and press breaking down and that kind of a thing, but God has seen us through, and we're grateful for you folks out there in Radio Land that partner with us. And because of that, the paper situation, which is down sometimes, during the pandemic, it went to over $500 a roll. And now it's back down again to around $300. So, friend, today we want to ask you to help us for paper. If you could help us with a roll of paper, that would provide enough money to buy $300, to buy a roll of paper, and it would produce 125,000 gospel tracts. This cost is paper alone and excludes the cost of ink and other production costs, shipping, etc. But God has supplied the need, and we're grateful to Him today. And for folks that write us letters like Michael from Michigan that realized he was lost and realized that he needed salvation, and that's our purpose. God's word says in Mark 16:15, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The Great Commission is just that, great. Often the Great Commission seems so great that most Christians feel it is impossible to accomplish. Yet our Lord said, "So send I you." How can you or your church be sent to the entire world yet remain and reach your Jerusalem? Well, can you send missionaries to every country? How do you reach the world? Countries around the world? We at Fellowship Tract League believe the world can be reached for Christ through the printed page. So the Fellowship Tract League is a local church ministry of the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio, and our purpose is to provide the material that is needed for God's people all around the world to fulfill the Great Commission. So when you give to the Fellowship Tract League, you are giving help to the missionary that's out there in the trenches seeking to see people get saved. So when you pray about where your money should go for your missions, and all of us ought to be involved in giving to missions, please remember the Fellowship Tract League. Please pray. Prayer is our single most important need. Our workers meet every morning for an hour of Bible study and prayer before the day begins. The ministry's both birth and growth have been in answer to prayer. Please pray with us and for us. I have a preacher friend who says that every time before he preaches, he says, "Pray for me and with me." And we certainly do mean that prayer is the answer. So we're grateful that we could share that letter with you today, and we'll do some more tomorrow, but I just felt like I would use that one today and talk to you about giving to the Fellowship Tract League, which we really do not talk about giving a whole lot, but we want God's people to know that if they get involved with us, they are accounted as somebody that helped reach a lost soul. So Bruce DeLange for the Fellowship Tract League, thank you for listening. You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?